The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Of the people.
Fight the good fight, every moment. It's your only way.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
It is. We are. It's Thursday morning, everyone. It is also Income Tax Day, the 15th of April. I'm sure all of you have paid your taxes on time, and you're just so overwhelmingly happy knowing where your hard-earned money is headed. It's just when you think about what you have seen spent by this government, foreign policy, domestic policies, the insanity, and knowing that you have busted your hump and you've paid your taxes and you're thinking, wow, does that make me feel good? Good morning. It is Income Tax Day and rain, snow will continue. 45 will be the high today. Tomorrow, 38. I have tomorrow off. It's a ski day. Rain, snow, showers, and 45 on Saturday. And like they said in Annie, the sun will come out tomorrow, sunny, 57 degrees. Tax day, you've paid?
No, I have not, because they have put it off to May. So I'm just hanging in until the put-off
date. So you've got
date.
The advance.
I've got the, well, it's
traditional,
been,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, this today's is the traditional day. But because of COVID.
Yes.
And because they're trying to figure out new ways to spend our money.
Yes.
They put it off to May.
It just warms the cockles of your heart.
Certainly does. So
I love spending all this money I get up in the middle of the night to earn.
Uh-huh.
So then what? Tom has the news. Good morning, sir.
Thank you very much, Peter. The state of Colorado is turning over control of COVID-19 public health decisions to local counties and municipalities tomorrow. Denver will let restaurants and gyms operate at full capacity but keep social distancing requirements.
This has nothing to do with the All-Star game, does it?
Hard
to believe, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Jeez.
I think it's got everything to do with the All-Star
of
game.
Of course.
Yes, right. But, you know, that's our opinion. No, it's true. Restaurants and gyms operate full capacity, keep social distancing requirements. They'll no longer require masks to be worn outdoors. Masks will still need to be worn in public settings indoors and on public transportation. That's in Denver. And as we reported yesterday, Douglas County is eliminating all COVID-19 restrictions, allowing business owners to make their own decisions.
Just like that.
Yeah. As to how to best protect customers and employees.
Wow, how would they know?
Well, because
like,
I don't know.
Fools.
Because they're not government.
No, that's because it's their business. And
that's right.
Indeed.
Right. This news is sponsored by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. That's not just a better deal. It's America's Best. Book your exam online today. House Democrats say they will present a bill today to expand the Supreme Court from 9 justices to 13. The makeup of the court today is generally regarded to be 6 conservatives and 3 liberals after the appointments made by former President Trump and ratified by a Republican Senate. Police arrested 24 people last night in a fourth night of protests over the death of Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. The officer who shot and killed Wright has been charged with manslaughter and is due in court today. Also in Minnesota, lawyers for ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin could ramp up their case today in his trial over the death of George Floyd. A bill to create a commission to study slavery reparations for black Americans is on its way to the full House for a vote. The House Judiciary Committee approved the bill, which would establish a 13-member commission to study the historical effects of slavery and racial discrimination That panel would then recommend remedies that could include compensation to black Americans. Democrat Congressman Joe Neguse and Republican Congressman Ken Buck have introduced a bill to elevate the World War II Japanese-American internment camp in Prowers County to a national historic site. Thousands of Americans of Japanese descent were forced into the internment camp during World War II from 1942 to 1945 when the U.S. was at war with Japan. European stock markets opened higher today. Chinese stocks sold off. Hong Kong and Shanghai dropped, and Japan and South Korea stocks ended higher. On Wall Street, S&P and Dow futures are up 0.5%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.6% in advance of this morning's opening. And, Pete, that's real news.
Well, that All-Star game had such an effect, doesn't it? I mean, watch. No, we're going to open. You know, you don't have to wear your mask anymore.
No.
Why? What?
No.
You know, what are you guys thinking?
Yeah.
It is amazing, the politics.
It was immediate. It was immediate.
It had to be.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't worry about it.
Right. That dreaded virus, I mean, it.
Come on.
We've conquered it.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You got vaccinated? You're good.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Take the mask off the kid. It is Thursday morning, everyone, the 15th of April, traditional income tax day, 2021. Rain, snow, and today 45 will be the high, much the same tomorrow. I have tomorrow off. Jimmy's got the con. Saturday does the same thing. And then Sunday we come back, and it's 57. It's sunny on Sunday, so that's good stuff. 303-696-1971. Now, all of these front burner issues now about, you know, we're free at last, free at last. We're being liberated from the pandemic. None of those stories were even in existence until the governor said, guess what? We're going to play the All-Star game here. And you know, I mean, they were making deals left and right on restrictions. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to lift those restrictions. Done.
We need to
get the bars and hotels. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want to see any homeless guys. Not a problem.
Yeah, we'll move them out.
Come on. And what about sitting next to each other? Fine.
Mm.
Now, the Rockies, I don't know, they've been such a terrible baseball team, but I believe if you still go to their games, they still have the social distancing seating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will bet, I give that a week, 10 days, when they come back in off the cycle, and that'll be lifted.
Well,
and you'll be able to sit next to somebody you don't know and watch your baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just,
sure.
It's inevitable.
Well, that's in the city of Denver, Denver is already, you know.
Listen, Michael Hancock is just riding in the car. And he's going, what do you say, boss? Okay, do that. You got it. So, but this shows you, and I have lots of other things I think are more important to talk about, but it shows you that this has nothing to do. If anybody thinks the All-Star game coming to the Mile High City has anything to do with baseball, anything to do with baseball, it has nothing to do with baseball. It has to do with power, control, and I'll show you. And also for the setup for what is to come, that bill that's entitled For the People, which is going to do a lot of eradication on voting laws. And this is all setting up. Will Smith leaves Georgia with his film. Where do they go? To Alabama. Alabama, if you're comparing and contrasting, Alabama is far more restrictive. I mean, rightfully so. I'm one of those guys, you know, let me see voter ID cards and let's do these things.
Me too.
Alabama is light years, if this is the reason to do this, light years more restrictive than Georgia. This is punishment. This is also setting up what is going to happen in Congress. I mean, and if people can't see that, but it's so many things, you go, well, you can't see that.
Yeah.
But I love all the little news anchorettes and everybody all jumping. We don't have to wear your mask. Don't you understand how you're being played? Why did suddenly, it's gone now, where the Drudge Report has that headline, Colorado's the hot spot. I mean, don't worry about that.
Uh-huh, right.
You know, I mean, they're telling you.
We got it covered.
So much. And I just watch this stuff, and I've gotten to the point now, I'm not even baffled at it anymore. Like, they say, God, that's stupid, but why? Now it's like you understand it.
Uh-huh.
It's raw power.
Yeah.
The media's lockstep. You know, Jared Polis, that was spoken. That's what was in the Ten Commandments when it's been spoken, then it's been law, and they go make that big noise on the ground.
Yeah,
boom. It's been this, you know, and Yul Brynner picked it up as right. Ramsey's, and it's great stuff. I mean, it's incredible to watch, and watching all the lapdogs and the media just sort of trot behind the governor.
And it was funny because when the announcement was made, the governor comes on wearing his Colorado Rockies hat,
sure, of course.
Makes the announcement, and then you cut to Mayor Hancock, wears his Colorado Rockies hat.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's like you said.
Set.
Yeah,
right. It's, I mean, you're good to go.
Right.
And, you know, like I said, there comes that moment where you go, okay, fine. You know, I mean, there's not much you're going to do about it. And it is what it's going to be. Yesterday, the president declared on Wednesday it's time to end the forever war in Afghanistan, saying the United States had long ago accomplished its main mission. What in the five times is this guy talking about? And again, that's the spin. But what's scary to me is all these neocons, and I watched a guy on Fox News right before our show started, you have to stay. And the GOP conference chair is none other than the talented Liz Cheney. Gee, what did her dad have to do with this, right? She has released a statement saying the decision abandons, and again, it's like listening to Joe say the accomplishment of the mission, the decision abandons our global leadership position and plays into our adversary's hands. What? And they say these things, and across the globe, people want to rally to that insanity, which is exactly that. President Biden's decision to hand the Taliban and al-Qaeda a propaganda victory abandons our global leadership position and plays into the hands of our adversaries. Lynn Cheney. Of course, she was that major critic of Donald Trump. Cheney, along with House Democrat Jason Crow, here of our own backyard, fought to prevent the Trump administration from drawing down. Remember Max Boot, a never-Trumper, champion of the 2003 war. He penned a op-ed in the Washington Post, The Fall of Saigon. Of course it's The Fall of Saigon. The scenarios are exactly the like. And Max Boot is very upset. If Biden pulls out out as planned, he will be consigning them the same fate as our abandoned South Vietnamese allies. The fall of Kabul could be as ugly as the fall of Saigon. Absolutely. The models are precisely the same, exactly the same. Lying the United States into the war. I mean, big lies told by Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon. Big lies told, certainly, by Bush and Cheney. You know, what Obama's role in all of this has never really been clear. And why is that such an impossible thing to get your arms around? Mm. And I listen, there are people that want to stay. Do you have any idea what all of this is really, truly about? And George Bush, as I said, is the absolute worst president of my lifetime. But when I say that, it's really Dick Cheney. It's like right now, has anybody else seen the similarities between the Bidens and the Bushes, because I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think Joe Biden's president of the United States?
Yeah, somebody is.
Somebody is. It's hardly him.
Yeah.
And you think George Bush was president? Not on your life.
Mm.
I can tell you who was president, and it wasn't George Bush. So I want to begin 303-696-1971. Just your thoughts about all of this morning. We did this yesterday morning, and this is one of those topics that'll go forever. Joel Gilbert's on the show. Dr. Tim Furnish is on the show. Robert Spencer is on the show. Michael Roberts is on the show. All the stories swirling around about Channel 9.
Mm.
And I think Stefan pointed it out aptly. We're doing it. Stefan and we're talking about it, and Westward's talking about it, and nobody else.
Yeah. Huh.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Can I make a comment about the Japanese internment camps?
Of course.
An observation, really. My son-in-law is a Hawaiian of Japanese descent. And he grew up in Pearl City, you know, right next to Pearl Harbor.
Sure.
His grandfather was a full-on Japanese guy. And I talked to him before he died some years ago, because we used to visit our daughter and son-in-law in Hawaii frequently. And I asked, how was it? Because he lived in Pearl City, his grandfather, during the war. And when the Japanese attacked, and I said, well, we were putting Japanese in internment camps on the mainland. How was it for you here? He says, no problem.
Yeah, he didn't get grabbed.
No problem. Not got grabbed. There was no big deal.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Well,
that just struck me as so strange.
Well, the country, there was a general by the name of DeWitt. I don't know where we're going to talk about this. And you know who the governor of California was when they did those roundups?
No.
It's a great question, a great trivia question. Yeah. Earl Warren.
Oh, uh-huh.
Earl Warren, who goes on when Eisenhower puts him on the court, and Eisenhower, one of his regrets was putting Earl Warren as Chief Justice, well, he becomes Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1954 Brown versus School Board at Topeka, Kansas, the beginning of the end, if you would, of segregation.
Uh-huh.
Earl Warren's the governor, and FDR. And they're, by the way, they round up Germans and Italians, and people never tell you that. And this general's name is DeWitt. And they begin the roundups. And the governor of California is Earl Warren. And when you read Earl Warren's life, it was a this enormous regret's not the right word, but it haunted him that he had done that. And so there are many of his biographers who believe that his school board decision in Topeka in 54 had a lot to do with what he had done. They were called the Nisei, and Ni is two in Japanese. So the Nisei were second generations. So the Nisei Japanese, they were Americans.
Yeah, they were.
But
through and through.
Yeah, there was. But they were called Nisei. Their parents were from Japan.
Right.
But they played, baseball. We've talked about it many times, and loved music, and they were just American kids.
Yeah.
Well, they grabbed them, and they put them in the camps. They didn't kill anybody. It wasn't like when people described them as the European camps. That's a lie. The camps that, the Germans and others. But it was a blemish, really. I mean, it was the wrong thing to do, but it's climate of the times.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it has to do with racism. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
The Japanese, and they rounded up the Japanese. But on the islands,
not at all.
Because they were, they were just, and some of these people did get their farms back and did get their businesses back, and many did not. But there were great reparations. They made reparations to the Japanese and the Japanese Americans. And there's tons and tons of books written about it. And, but it was, how. And when you read history, you see they're calling, maybe sometimes called a nexus. What influences this to influence that?
Yeah.
And it haunted Earl Warren that he had done that.
Hmm.
And one of the, and there used to be billboards up. And I've seen pictures of them that in Texas and Louisiana, places like that. And the billboards would say, "Impeach Earl Warren and save the Republic."
I think I remember those, actually, yeah.
Because Earl Warren was trying to end segregation.
Mm-hmm.
And the monumental, it was Topeka, Kansas. And you would think it would have been Birmingham, Alabama or something. Yeah. But it was Brown was the family versus the school board of Topeka, Kansas.
And the nexus was Earl Warren and his decision with the
Supreme Court
Japanese.
Justice, yeah.
And then he spearheads.
He knows what he's done.
Yeah. And so
he tries to right it.
Compensates for
tries
it.
Tries to right it. Now, yeah. Although it was the right thing to do, he also was so influenced by it. Earl Warren's an interesting guy, but he was the governor of California when it happened. And here we are, now another one. And these neocons and the foreign policy establishment, the let's go use the military bangers. Let's all stay in Afghanistan. And they're issuing these warnings. This may be the first thing Joe Biden's done right.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's the first thing I agree with.
Yeah,
that
well,
Joe
maybe
Biden
that's a better
did.
Way to say it.
Yeah.
But Joe Biden declared, I watched the speech yesterday, it's time to end the forever war. The thing that, he said the United States long ago accomplished its main mission. And I'm looking, I'm going, all right now, Joe, did you have to say that? Because what was the mission? There was no war aim. Mm-hmm. It's like Vietnam. There was no one you could tell. When FDR knew, when they said, what are we going to do? And he said, it was very simply said and very hard to do, but what was the war aim? Woodrow Wilson did not have a war aim for the First World War. The war aim in the Second World War was pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
Defeat the Axis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how you were going to do it, that was the hard part. But as many, many, many historians have pointed out, if you can stand there in one, certainly less than two sentences, say what's the war, what's the aim of this war, Mr. Lincoln did it.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Lincoln said, keep the Union together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the other stuff, slavery and all the issues that go with it, but principally, we're going to keep the Union together. It's a war aim.
Yeah.
George Bush had no war aim. Maybe someone could say, gee, here's why we invaded Iraq. Could you tell me why? Gee, here's why we invaded Afghanistan. Could you tell me why? You can't. And the lies, the Bush lies, are just overwhelming. And then how Obama played it. And one thing about Trump said, look, we're getting out.
Mm-hmm.
He said, May 1, we're out.
Period.
Done.
Yeah.
We're done.
And that was the nice thing about Trump, is that he didn't, he spoke what he intended to do, and that was it.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, no, I mean, half the time if you said, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe.
There was.
But.
No equivocation.
Oh,
boom.
Boom. I've finished that book, Rage, and it's just, God, it's just, oh. You know, and we were talking, Billy and I were talking about Woodward. And Woodward's in the target right now, rightfully so. But Donald Trump told him. You know, they're talking, and he said, this virus that's coming is deadly. He said it's going to kill a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump knew it.
Yeah.
And covered it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
he wanted people to stay positive.
Yeah, he said a lot of excuse making, but tell me. I can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me the truth, what's coming.
Yeah.
And so, but the real hit is on Woodward now, because now his critics, and there are many of them, say, and you knew? Mm-hmm. And you didn't say anything?
Mm-hmm.
And you were going to wait till you published? And that's Woodward. And of all the books and all the things that Bob Woodward has done, and he's done some major accomplishments, this one's going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Because his critics have now said, wait a minute, Bob, you knew that Donald, and you had Donald Trump on tape saying this? And you were going to hold it as a surprise for your book? And what, 250,000 people died? It's one thing for Trump. It's another thing for Woodward. They both knew. And Trump was told. You know, and Trump tells Woodward, who he's an arrogant, approaches Woodward with a great arrogance, but, hey, I know this thing's innocent. And he's telling Woodward. He's telling him in February. This bad stuff's coming.
Yeah.
And but the critique is, okay, you know, it was one thing for Donald Trump to hide it, and that's for, you know, future references, and we can discuss that. But Bob Woodward knew it.
Yeah.
Whew. And he was going to wait to use it to sell books.
Waited to sell books.
And a lot of people died.
Yeah.
All right, we're off to see the Wizard, 303-696-1971. Morning, everybody. How do you feel now about Afghanistan and Iraq? I mean, after 20 years, Joel Gilbert's on the show, big fan, Tim Furnish, Dr. Furnish is great, Robert Spencer, Michael Roberts. We're going to talk about Channel 9, the internals. And where, oh, where is Cal Clark? And, you know, it very well may be, but when you're that kind of a up-and-coming star, they'll get you out of the blast.
Mm-hmm.
They'll leave an old talk show host hanging around, you know, get beat up. About 5 months of body punches,
right,
you know.
Right.
You're not going anywhere, Junior. Kyle, get him out of here. Hide him out. So, 303-696-1971. Look back and think this over. And I can't imagine anybody said we should stay, but Fox News has them on, and radio talk show hosts are saying it, we should not. Remember mushroom clouds and the curveball and all the rest of the nonsense? Lie by lie, the timeline of George Bush. All right, your turn, 710 KNUS. We're Peter Boyles, 45 will be the high. Tommy Mueller, the one and only Billy Thorpe's got the con. Rain, snow, mix. We're back right after this.
When radio counts, count on Peter Boyles.
Morning, everybody. Thursday, April 1, 5, 2021, 710 KNUS, rain, snow, mix. 45's the high. Wet tomorrow. Snow comes in again, 38 and 45 on Saturday. Up tomorrow off. Jimmy's got the con. Joe Biden, under the speech that was apparently taped, I just read this and then released, about getting out of Afghanistan. And he said, we went to war with clear goals, and we achieved those objectives. These are now called by historians multi-generational wars. That's what historians call these. And now, there, how many American presidents have done and been involved in this, from Bush all the way, two terms of Bush, two terms of Obama, the first term of Donald Trump? When is it time? 303-696-1971. What if I told you that you or your business could donate your vehicles and help save somebody's life right here in Colorado? Step Denver. We had Vincent on the other morning. Monday, Vincent was on the radio show from Step, talking about what happens when cars and trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs are given, and what happens. The guys get them, clean them up, fix them up, tune them up, paint them up, and then they put them on the market, and they sell them. And then that's the number you get for tax deductions. If you got a car, truck, a motorcycle, an RV, you're not using it, contact Step today. Transfer lives and change the path of a man's life for good. Watch what happens now with this. I mean, it's homelessness, the camps. And I hadn't been downtown Denver in a while, and I went down on Sunday. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable what's happened. And they're going to, and in the middle of all of this, not that far, of course, is Step Denver. They can change people's lives. I loved it, although was not shocked when I asked Vincent, when was the last time an elected official, Republican or Democrat, bureaucrat, elected official, appointed official, came in the front door of Step? He said, I literally can't remember. Of course not, because that's not what they want to hear. It's not what they want to say, but you can help. Donate, 303-296-9020. Visit stepdenver.org, stepdenver.org. 303-696-1971. Good morning, everyone. It is interesting to watch these military people suggesting that we need to stay. And I was watching Fox News this morning. These neocons and foreign policy establishment people, they want the U.S. to keep being involved in the Afghan war. I want to know what you think. 303-696-1971. Another question I thought about last night is, because we talk about having your mind changed. How many of you almost 21 years ago were cheering George Bush on? How many people all those many years ago were cheering Lyndon Johnson on? How many people all those years ago were cheering Richard Nixon on? Only to find what? That they lied to you? How many people cheered on Poppy Bush when Poppy decides to go to Kuwait? Anybody who spends any time reading understands the manufacturing of a war, Desert Storm, when Poppy Bush decides, and that was an oil company war. They'd been there for the multinational corporations. It is just amazing to watch the, and Neil Sheehan's book, and Neil Sheehan passed away 2 months ago. In his book about Southeast Asia that was entitled Bright Shining Lie. And it is, and it was. And George Bush, the lies of George Bush getting us into Iraq. And America's were sold this bonus case. And it was for the invasion. How do you feel this morning? Legitimately, I mean, it is, and also thinking about, have you changed your mind from something that you so believed to understand, wow, that George Bush launches a ruinous war in Iraq based on what? Lies. CIA lies, Pentagon lies, all the other agencies effectively making up the evidence as they went along. And people that were telling George Bush these were lies, and they guys were got pushed away. They went in and talked to Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld destroyed people's careers for telling him he was wrong. They want to call them mistruths. You want to call them mistakes, misinterpretations. No, they were lies. Robert Draper's been on the show a number of times, that new book, To Start a War, How the Bush Administration Took America into Iraq. You know, do you think you're, is it possible that you were wrong, that the country was wrong? No, you were lied to. It's like, it's not on you. These people lied on you. And this morning I'm watching as some guy on Fox News, we can't leave, we have to stay. Why? The great term that's used, and it's so well said, multi-generational wars. And American presence for 20 years in Afghanistan, tell me what has it accomplished, and what could it, well, you could stay another 20. 303-696-1971. You could be paying a lot less for your home every month. It's really a true statement. Interest rates are still in the twos, but it's not going to be there forever. You got to take action now. American Financing, I pound this one, man. Start the process. Get a free mortgage review. It's one step closer to hundreds, maybe thousands of bucks a month. It's a pay raise. It's a pay raise. The kind of money can make a difference on your budget and your future. Do it now before you miss out. Record low rates. American Financing, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Hello. Some geek on the radio said you saved me money. Hold right there. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Please call them. Do this. Do yourself a favor, your family a favor. Save a bunch of bucks, 303-695-7000.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Peter Boyles, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Thursday morning, everyone. It's traditional tax day, and COVID moved it ahead, but April the 15th, and I know I covered the check. Makes me feel really good knowing where that money's going. Thursday morning, rain, snow, mix, 45, and tomorrow, Friday, heavy, wet snow. I'm going to go skiing, want to park one more good day. We'll see what happens. I got a note from a friend who's a host up there. Rain and snow showers on Saturday, but it's going to make the lawns look great. Everything's going to be fine. Sunday, it's 57 degrees. It's been quiet on the phones. It's interesting. Billy and I talk about this. We know that the audience is there. And I think people don't know quite what to do with what is being done now, how we got into Iraq and how we got into Afghanistan and what happened in subsequent administrations, what happened in administrations before George W. Bush. But watching this great sadness, and even now it's like reading what Joe Biden is saying, even now Biden can't tell the truth. They literally can't tell the truth. And some guy was on Fox this morning talking about this fall of Saigon. Well, of course, it is exactly the same thing. And this is why when we talk about, you know, the fall of Rome and history talks about the demise of empires. The United States propped up how many governments in Southeast Asia? 13? Corrupt? No different than Chalabi and the rest of those people in Kabul. Chalabi's brother. We propped these people up. And eventually they fall. And the guy this morning who was, you know, desk pounding, angry about leaving, what's the point of staying? And if you understand how they did this, and I've spent hours, I'm no expert, I just read history, but when they, and go back into when they create this thing called the Project for the New American Century, and it's Dick Cheney, it's Scooter Libby, remember Scooter? It's Rumsfeld, it's who else? Low Energy Jeb Bush, it's Paul Wolfowitz, all the top neocons. And they go to Bill Clinton, and they want him to undertake the removal of Saddam Hussein. That's back in 98, way before the attack comes on the country. Why do you think Biden chooses 9/11 as the goodbye date? I don't know. I'm stumped by that one. We'll bounce this off the guest, but... And you know they have this guy Curveball. He's the centerpiece, and there's book after book being written. And Chalabi, who is as corrupt as they come, Ahmad Chalabi, and he brings this guy in who they dub Curveball, who is a convicted sex offender, and he becomes the sole source for the case that Saddam has WMDs. Particularly, remember the mobile weapons labs? I mean, these are words and stories that I'm sure echo back. And he goes to Munich, and he's seeking a German visa. And the German intel guys say he's incredibly suspect. Like, don't believe this guy. The French want nothing to do with him. Here comes the U.S. CIA, who, by the way, never debriefed Curveball or did a what they call a background check. Nevertheless, the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and the CIA, here again, why are you trusting these people today? They pass all this raw crap onto the Bushes. Curveball, who is a convicted sex offender, he's an Iraqi defector, he becomes the centerpiece for Bush and Cheney. And the charge is made about being an imperial power and being an imperialist. And we've seen the imperial Rome. We've watched the empire. That's where imperialist comes from. The Empire of Japan, the British Empire, the Persian Empire, the Greek Empire. Where do they go? They turn to sand. America, today, my country is so important to me. Yet what these people were able to do again and again and again and again. Now we see this nonsense in Minnesota. You see the craziness that's entered into the country. It's Gibbon's model for the decline of Rome. It's the model for what happens inside of empire. And we're doing it. We're doing it again. And what's maddening to me as a little history reader is people appearing on Fox News this morning demanding the U.S. stay. What, are you going to get more kids killed? What would be the purpose of staying? I love this. Well, the Chinese, as if Afghanistan is ours or Iraq is ours or China is ours. Let them figure it out for themselves. Well, what's going to happen now is they're going to attack the country. No, they're not. People give people reasons. Biden, in that speech that he gave yesterday, they still can't tell the truth. And that'll make you cry. They still can't tell the truth. And in the end, he said, we accomplished the mission. I said, what mission? What was George Bush's mission? George Bush's mission was a lie. How can you accomplish a lie? Aren't you angry? And if you go up to, I don't know, 30 miles and look down, and you're watching all of this play out. That's where demise comes from, folks. And watching George Bush, who now is given medals and freedom medals, and he's allowed to, you know, be his little grandma Moses self down in Crawford, Texas, I guess is where he is, and they get on and kiss his hiney about him throwing rocks at Donald Trump. And his biggest regret has nothing to do with what happened in Iraq or Afghanistan. I saw this thing, they're going to put him on TV this weekend. His biggest regret, this is what makes him now politically correct, is about getting citizenship for illegals. He's going to give a big sit-down talk on one of the nets about how desperately he tried to get a path to citizenship for all the illegals in the country. That's his regret. He doesn't have a regret about Iraq. He doesn't have a regret about Afghanistan. What is his regret? Well, I didn't get it. It is a politically correct regret. None of this works. It's though there's a magic act. They ignore this man. How does he get away with it? Well, because now he is saying the right things. And that's all that's important. All right. Twin Aspen Dental Center, it's a sedation dentistry. And whether you need a routine cleaning, a same-day cleaning, a crown, a one-day dental makeover, Brian Richter and Shiloh were on a radio show the other morning. Dr. Richter and his team will ease your dental anxiety. A lot of people have it. My family and I have gotten quality care, I mean great quality care at Twin Aspen for years. They most up-to-date technology, less invasive treatments, dental procedures are really well done. Don't let old-school fears keep you from a beautiful smile and a healthy mouth. Be relaxed, comfortable. Sedation dentistry. I know all the craziness of getting things done. The election, the pandemic, the news cycle will keep you distracted. Life happens for all of us. A deep cleaning and it's quick, it's pain-free, and it's been a while since you've been to the dentist. Do not wait. They welcome you, and they know exactly what to do to help. 303-841-7466, 303-841-7466, and schedule your Twin Aspen Dental makeover. Dr. Richter is the best guy in the world. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, 303-841-7466. I see the they've come back on the websites again. 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466. Please stop talking about Bush and the war. Okay. All right. Biden wanting to pack the courts. Much more. Come on. Come on, man. No. No, we'll deal with Joe and the courts when the time comes. It's Bush and Cheney and learning how this happened. And now watching Biden. Like, that's a typical, with all due respect, whatever you say, Peter, ignore all of this. Just ignore this. Push this over there. Let's really talk about Joe Biden. I don't want you talking about George Bush. My foot. We're going to do it. Coming back, Joel Gilbert, Dr. Tim Furnish, Robert Spencer, and then Michael Roberts about what's going on internally inside of Chanel No. 9. It's a Thursday. I got tomorrow off. It's a ski day. I'm Peter Boyles. This is Radio Free Denver, good old 710 KNUS.